Welcome to the Sunday Poems. I'm Ken Hayda. Thank you for joining me today, episode number 211. Today I'm going to read three poems by Ingeborg Bachmann. Bachmann's a German, spent much of World War II in Austria, occupied and oppressed by Nazis. She's important because not only is she an excellent poet, as a feminist she understood Nazi oppression of women before the war, and rightly predicted that Nazism didn't end simply with the ending of World War II. And unfortunately, she's been proven right in that claim. I'm reading three of her poems, and they are published in Carolyn Forché's anthology, Against Forgetting, 20th Century Poetry of Witness. Ingeborg Bachmann. The first one is titled Early Noon. Softly the linden grows green in the opening summer. Far from cities, the dull gleaming moon of day flickers. Already it is noon. Already the rays of light stir in the fountain. Already the battered wing of the fairy tale bird lifts itself from broken glass. And the hand, deformed from throwing stones, sinks into awakening corn. Where Germany's sky blackens the earth, its beheaded angel seeks a grave for its hate and hands you the bowl of its heart. A handful of pain is lost over the hill. 7 years later, you realize once more by the fountain in the front of the gate, don't look in too deep for your eyes will swell with tears. 7 years later, in a house of death, yesterday's hangman drank the golden goblet dry. Your eyes would sink to the floor. Already it is noon. The iron grows crooked in the ashes. The flag is raised on a thorn. And in the rocks of an ancient dream, the eagle shall remain wrought. Only hope cowers blinded in the light. Take off hope's chains. Lead her down the slope. Put your hand over her eyes. Let no shadow scorch her. Where Germany's earth blackens the sky, a cloud looks for words and fills the crater with silence before summer hears it call through the thin rain. The unspeakable, said softly, steals over the land. Already it is noon. I really like her phrasing in the stanza, take off hope's chains. Lead her down the slope. Put your hand over her eyes. Let no shadow scorch her. Second poem is very short, almost like an extended haiku, very image-driven, titled In the Storm of Roses. Wherever we turn in the storm of roses, thorns illuminate the night, and the thunder of a thousand leaves, once so quiet on the bushes, is right at our heels. Let me repeat it. Wherever we turn in the storm of roses, thorns illuminate the night, and the thunder of a thousand leaves, once so quiet on the bushes, is right at our heels. A third poem from Bachmann is titled A Kind of Loss. Used together, seasons, books, a piece of music, the keys, teacups, bread basket, sheets and a bed, a hope chest of words, of gestures, brought back, used up, a household order maintained, said, done, and always a hand was there. I've fallen in love with winter, with a Viennese septet, with summer, with village maps, a mountain nest, a beach, and a bed. Kept a calendar cult, declared promises irrevocable, bowed before something, was pious to a nothing, to a folded newspaper, cold ashes, the scribbled piece of paper, fearless in religion, for our bed was the church. From my lake view arose my inexhaustible painting. From my balcony I greeted entire peoples, my neighbors. By the chimney fire, In safety, my hair took on its deepest hue. The ringing at the door was the alarm for my joy. It's not you I've lost, but the world. Each of these three poems are translated by Mark Anderson, and they are published in Carolyn Forché's anthology, Against Forgetting. I find it inspirational to read poems of witness. They can sometimes be dark and seem bleak and hopeless, but I don't know about you, there are days when I feel oppressed and don't feel, or I wonder, I guess, what's the point of what we do, what we believe. But I think in those days I find inspiration and rekindle my hope by looking at poems of witness from people who have gone through darker days than what we have experienced thus far. So following Bachman's poems, I want to read now a poem by Larry D. Thomas, a new poem he just sent me recently. He's titled it Of Belief, and I think it follows this kind of theme of determination despite darkness, despite doubt. The poem is titled Of Belief. Though he's blind, his arguments are solid as the molecules of diamonds. He probes, even in his sleep, the nuanced depths of philosophy and highest science. When bothered by his somber, respectful colleagues as to how, with the net of his nimble, noble mind, he somehow managed to snag the naive butterfly of belief, he says he's opened his eyes to the darkness. Just the darkness. And then I want to conclude the program with a new poem of mine, also kind of following in this same idea of determination. It's titled Another Poem About Rain. The lightning in the western pre-dawn sky promises to deliver rain. I sit in dark silence and feel the slow-moving clouds intensify, and sure enough, as predictable as sunrise, drops begin to fall, to splatter the tin on the barn, the leaves on the oaks. I sit still and absorb the blows as if I'm supposed to, some preordained moment I'm not allowed to escape. Not everything in life is pleasant. Not everything in life is displeasing. Not everything in life is profound. Some things just are, and call us to maintain, to endure, to look up in faith, which causes us to look inward at ourselves, to be honest with ourselves, to admit that we too are flawed. But only in that introspection can we find courage to confess, to forgive, but most important, to really change. And change is slow and stubborn. One step forward, three backward, and we are tempted to give up. But like rain in August, we must persist, one step at a time, despite the setbacks. Keep moving. Listen to the thunder. Keep trying. There is only shame in giving up. Keep believing. That seems to be the curse, the call of being human, the Sisyphean burden to keep pushing up the hill. For here is also the blessing, an overused word that sounds cheap, but nonetheless the right word. The blessings of life are only realized in such mundane effort. Nature reinforces this. Listen to the thunder. The only question that matters, will we put our heart, our hands to the task again? Well, I appreciate you joining me today, and I thank you for spreading the word and passing the program along, subscribing to the podcast. If you're interested in my work, you can look at my website, kenhaida.org. I have information about my latest book just released titled Come Before Winter. You can order a copy from the website. You can see information about books and public readings I have coming up and all kinds of things there. So I appreciate that. Until next time, I'm Ken Hayda. with the Sunday poems.